I'm George Walker for WFIU Arts. The Lee Norvell Theater and Drama Center presents How I Learned to Drive by Paul Vogel. It's a Pulitzer Prize winner. And our guests are the director, graduate student Mark Kamey, Kelly Lusk, who plays the uncle, and Carrie Ipama, who plays a character called Little Bit. Carrie, you describe it as being a dark comedy, a coming-of-age piece as well.
It's Little Bit's story, and she narrates it from the viewpoint of a 30-year-old. And she goes back to her memories from ages 11 to 27, and you see her journey and her coming of age and her relationship with Uncle Peck and just her life unfold.
So we have scenes that are occurring during the time of her life, and at the same time, there's a certain view back from an adult stage.
Yes. You don't see a victim and a perpetrator in the play. You just see two people and you see their story. What we go back to a lot in rehearsal is it takes a village to raise a molester. The play's theme is a lot about forgiveness and family, and she takes this point of looking back and teaching a lesson to those in the audience. And I think it's beautifully told, and Paula Vogel is an incredible playwright.
Carrie Ipama, she plays Little Bit. Kelly Lusk is, by IU standards, a seasoned actor with a number of roles. Kelly, what shows have you been in?
I started here as a freshman playing Bobby Corey in Jimmy Corey, which was American Mall with Idris Cooper, The Tempest with Murray, and then Princes of Blood with Idris Cooper again, and then Take Me Out with Jonathan Cordemanche.
You have indeed been there and done that.
Yep.
This is quite a different role. For one thing, in this case, you're actually playing an older person.
Yes. This is the first time that I've actually had a large role that was older. In Take Me Out, I played the coach, and he was about 40 years old, but it was a very small part. I'm very excited to play an older part that I wouldn't have an opportunity to play unless I was that age.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
So it'll be 15 or 20 years before you get this type of role again.
Exactly.
Yeah. What do you do when you're trying to play a person who's in the 40s?
I think right now you can't worry about it too much. In 2 weeks, I'm not going to turn 45 years old. So I'm trying not to think about it too much and just really work on my relationship and the dynamic I have with Carrie, who's playing a little bit. Paula Vogel helps you with the text a lot. How Uncle Peck talks a little bit when she's 11 years old is drastically different from when he talks to her when she is 18 years old. And there's a sense of maturity as the play goes along of how Uncle Peck feels that he can talk to her and how he can open up and what issues he can talk to her about and how he treats her as a person.
Sounds like a fascinating role.
Oh, it's incredibly fascinating. It's a simple circumstances that he is in love with a 13-year-old girl. I think that speaks for itself. That's a very interesting role.
Kelly Lusk, who plays Uncle Peck. The director of the production, Mark Kamey. Mark, How I Learned to Drive, it's a story involving abuse. It's a story involving a community.
Yeah, within this world that Paula Vogel has set up, she is looking at it from the perspective of community sharing a sense of responsibility to what actually happens between Little Bit and Uncle Peck in the scene. Community could either gossip about it, a community can turn a cold cheek on the situation, or a community can take action on the situation. So as the audience fills into the theater, they can think of themselves as a community looking in on this particular situation. So they're put in the shoes of that role. And when they leave the theater, they'll be asking themselves, what would I do? So after you leave the theater, there will be a lot of discussion.
And it's very funny.
Indeed. Despite its dark subject matter, it is a funny piece, it's a humane piece, and it's very theatrical.
How I Learned to Drive opens in the Lee Norvell Theater and Drama Center on December 3rd. I'm George Walker for WFIU Arts.